wouldn't be happening without moms and listening to 45. members of the congregation since they knew that they were all present with me. And I don't know if they were going to be in the office of this office. So the office that all here at first, you know, the mission of this church is really happening. I mean, you know, the year, so probably it's been years ago since I haven't actually ever thought of being there before this day. I never known Senior Lord since he was born in 1959. He was alive, Christian, you know, he was in the United States. As they all, you know, I've never met anyone more sincere than they were. That's my brother. But the service had a library with Ryan Montgomery, and for years, after moving here, they subscribed me, continued to subscribe me to the opera, maybe follow up and get it. And they were very, 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 very self-aware, not my book, but I think they all, and they actually go to India to me. I don't know, I think that was a way more all of our very well, or it was, you know, from 2 years old, you know, the long story short is that there are no smokes with that. And we had to do this for months and months of it for years. They said, in the office of the sobbing and weeping tears was pouring from their eyes on the floor. And they were sad for themselves. We wouldn't be. They were close after their church, which I don't have to tell you, was precious to us. And in some senses, and in some ways, it's more than precious to us. In some ways, in our relationships. There's not a lot of doubt that there's some relatives that we have around this level. For all of us, if there really isn't one of our fearful that may enforce some or some of us, fearful injuries of them, all of them. They may not have it, they may not have anyone at all. And to the sorrowful of our back, they were sad for the good nature of the Lord. They were sad for their community. Often this congregation had stood as a model of the Lord. They were sad for lost souls that would be forgotten in the fray of the church's firm inward conflict. God's body sits smooth like a house on a riverbank during the fall. You know, I've searched the nuts and bolts where we've lost written something in the rules. I know that. Proverbs are true, you know, and that's the sense for all of us today, so I think maybe I can come up with an exception, but they're proverbs for a reason. Well, I'm sure they fall a lot in some way, but I've long had a thought that something really right to do inside the Bible should be right for everyone at all times, more or less. Repeatable, useful, practical, helpful, appropriate. And if you really could, and by the way, it might even be pretty good. Really, somebody that I don't know about? No, it does not. It's a very much 26 to 31. We're in verse 30 of chapter 1. And all of the rest of the congregation is already strengthening. So, the aspiration for about this world breaks it up. Break down the problem of God, but not amidst the part of the world that's mad. But if you're included in this, really doesn't mean the issue. It's just a symptom of the issue. But if it were appropriate, everyone not only would do it, but should do it. I think it would actually increase everything that's worthwhile or our faith.
Self-control. And listen to this. The commentary, the Bible 100 of these volumes, 100 volumes of great speeches, there is no law. You can't ever be above the text. For there are some things that we need to do. In any common law, where there are liars, only in truth is liar. So, when the church fractures, when it begins to splinter, we currently have people who split that has to come. But we have to fracture internally before it splits, that becomes before it's visible. That means you have to make something great. Even though we know what's going to be the truth of God, there has to be a right way to interact with your heart of the Lord who's not this one. So we have to think about this next. There has to be a measure of walking in the West. Those are walking back to the relationship. No one will ever convince me a group or congregation of God's people in any given location is called for it and how I know what I'm going to say. For that thing is going to reach a state in practice in a congregation and community because everyone is just like a lot of friends here. You have to have it in the outside and possibly even in the outside or area. I don't care if all of them are walking by the spirit of this, but do anything that has to be contested. Because everyone walking by the spirit makes it a very small law. It's impossible to find ourselves in that situation. I'm sure one goes back to it, but it's obvious that I have to know. But it's not. It's the grim horror of things that improve the quality of the relationship. Or less than the lower of the quality of the relationship. Or you know, your cards illustration or house for married couples in your book, you have to make more deposits than your dogs. Traditions within a congregation, persistent factions, traditions, all of this stuff is withdraws from the economy. It's stuff that when we have harmony with that, we're eroding. We need erosion from our Western culture. But if that only withdraws from our Western culture, then we need to find a control over that. The first spirit that is one of the most things, before we have another one of them, that follows with the permanent solution to the temporary problem called it. You all can be wrong on this, not everybody that works on it together. But now everybody's on the church, so it's going to be a net deeper. However, I'm convinced you guys of the significance of all reproducing this, making and repeating all those first gradients. He's barely out of the game, and he's attacking this. It's really important right now that you've got Mr. in love. But if you look back through the scene, or really, if you're going to read the book, I think you'll see it first, how you're appearing. Almost here at the end of the book, Paul continues to stir up this conversation, knowing how they're divided, how they're attacking one another. Now they're not truly walking by the Spirit, but they're walking by the flesh. And it's the understanding of what they are, where they live, and what is the life for them. They didn't grow up with Christian families. They didn't grow up in pretty culture. Far from it. A lot of us have been. But at the very least, that's God will not see them. And a lot of people on board. There's a lot of those who are going down. But I said, most people are on board in Revelation 2:3, walking in the midst of the Lord's hands, but the hundred and eighty people are crazy. I think it was truly awesome because of all those sins, but Jesus has always been a damnation of what it is that we're doing and what we're about and waiting on our hearts. We need to be aware of that. So, I'm convinced that it's true that every now some sin that interferes asunder what God is looking at. Church splits like divorces are symptoms of things. They're not causes of it, but they're symptoms of it. It's symptoms of something that we're in. The dissolving of God's institutions. I mean, it's not like, as God says it before, but it's not like, you know, one day, 4 years ago, our elders here at the Lord, and you can get into your conversation. It's not like these guys had come to know 25 years ago and said, hey, let's make up our religion. Let's make up our religion. And now we have this person standing right here. It's not like we made this. Not like we built this. It's not like we invented it. This is why we do this. This is his invention. I said for a long time in my book, too, there's no, absolutely no way that anybody's ever going to convince me that human reason, nostalgia, that marriage, which was every age of 50, that we brought the revolution, that we decided. We invented this. For what? For our survival? For our happiness? I don't know. I don't know people here. I'm not sure you are. Why many people are very happy? Why many people don't make it? What's our need to make this up? We don't, if you're just the product of chance, of thousand miles of this, maybe that's as well necessary. It's a terrible inconvenience to the process. God, we are going to assume that they are on a brand, isn't it? Most of the calls that the crowd and reason called you, besides the same stuff like locking keys in your car, are domestic calls. But if we're not ready to reinvent marriage, then you should have time then that you would be like, wow, marriage doesn't be safer. There's no reality. Who cares? Yes! What? Is there still God? And we're just trying to get rid of it. Yes, you're absolutely right. We are wasting our time because we don't need an institution to survive if it's getting away. The reason you're out there, the reason you're there, is not because it's a survival thing. It's because we respect the God who created it. But that's why it's not really the fact that we love one another, which is absolutely true. But isn't it awfully sad that we respect our God, that I'm going to stand before my God and my King? And you listen for that. My friend and lady. It causes me to not see permanent solutions to temporary problems that we might have. It's out of respect for God's institution. So, resolve those institutions. Upheld by the very faithfulness of God's choosing. the time comes, Jesus gives us a sign to say, you will be born or that person and have a new symbol. Or to say, later, or another thing, or analyze power over, which is the dominance of the congregation. Jesus never has been anyone who says, I want to use my life, my little ones. These dissolutions, the power of these pieces, human mortals do not have unless our heart or free integrated somewhere. If we're part of it as Mary is greater than the sum of its parts, and the church is greater than the sum of her part, so also dissolving a marriage or dissolving the fellowship of the saints is negatively greater than the sum of its parts. In other words, the fallout is not contained itself to the blast zone. We were small. We were weak. We were out of spirit. We were hard. Our heart. We were hard of hearing. We had completely callous. We would never think. We have a lot of much less the wisdom to dissolve what God has put together. The strength and knowledge of the wish to get to all of our community here around us greatly. All the argument in the verses in this chapter is that the example of some argument in this according to that mind is being viewed with what falls in the mind of Jesus. But the reason why Paul starts saying that in verse 5 is because it's the first 4 verses where he said, here's what I've heard about Jesus. The same thing that he said before, there's infighting going on amongst you. And all they saw was the good theology, and the bad theology is the example of God himself. And Paul said, look what God chose. How many times I've seen you in some good, maybe you were following along with your finger there a moment ago, but how many times did Paul say, look at yourself, look at what God knows. God knows what is foolish, God knows what is weak, God knows what is low, and he saw God chose these productions of people and himself in the person of Christ. So that no one has anything to boast about. God is going to get rid of arguments. He didn't come in once, and he did that by giving up everything. He gave up his clothes to everything. He emptied himself. That's Luke's theology. It's more than the theology for his own sake. It's possible that we can add another layer in to the greatness of our God based upon what we heard from this book. I mean, he speaks his universe in his things. And the gospel is like more than that. They have their lives and their lives. How about that God would bring down his rights for us and make himself low? Low enough. How the trap of God, you wreck heaven for earth, you wreck glory for poverty, you wreck his rights as none. You don't speak on your own behalf and say nothing. You grasp the notes. You are designed the worst possible way. You go down, 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 into the grave, into the lowest part of the earth. Paul said you will be before. To have and to be absolutely nothing on our behalf. And yet, we are going to hold up the process. We are lowest. And we're so important. We have to have our rights, and we have to have our say so, and we have to win arguments. The very substance of our salvation is humility. The word itself only means a flawed argument. When it could be otherwise, you hear it. Moses. Could you not have broken otherwise? His clothes would be melted so that we can have everything in place. Not every sort of thing that hurts our salvation. Self-confidence, and we follow. And we carry out and walk in spirit. That purchase is for us. Your salvations. Your salvations is your own difference. None of them. The God and the Jews, he includes, believes, and never can win. If you already believe in the true way of all prostitutes and all, isn't that what they were against after all? Didn't that what church vaccine and splitting is? And what is someone, certainly not everyone, but someone, people who went along us, have all been doing it as well. But there are people on some earth where the theology should be better than it's good, and so it won't be in any place where people say what's properly ordered. And you can blow by blow. Is there anyone that would recognize it better than we do? As a Muslim. The medical that's here in the past month is not coming from a crisis for us. Maybe it's prevention. Thank you.